Give thanks. Is this a November cliche? Or is this a battle plan with which we fight for joy? It's up to you. It's up to me. Give thanks. Is this a November cliche? Or is it a battle plan? A battle plan that we need. A battle plan with which we fight for joy. I want to introduce you to some friends of mine. Dustin, Alyssa. They're a young couple. They have three kids. Alyssa was a young girl in my church. Was in our youth group. She's grown up now. Dustin, it's her high school sweetheart. Alyssa had a difficult experience growing up, some issues with her mom, an absent father, and she basically was raised by one of my heroes. You can go to the next slide. This is Charlene, Alyssa's grandmother. She is one of my heroes. I was her pastor in Akron, Ohio. I remember when I met Charlene, they came to church. She brought Alyssa, wanted her to be in the youth group. She had such joy. She was a person of depth, of great character. Often I would go at those days, church was smaller, a visitor I would go visit. A visitor to the church, I would go to their home. And she welcomed me to come to their home. And I met their daughter, Nikki. The reason Charlene's one of my heroes is because her spirit, her thankful heart transformed their home and literally everywhere Charlene was, especially those that knew Nikki. And I showed you Dustin and Alyssa's photos because they're Christians. They're raising their children in the church. They're following Jesus. And I'm going to tell you today one of the reasons why Alyssa and her husband are Christians. The reason is Nikki. The reason is choices that Charlene and her husband made in the whole circumstance of Nikki's life. You see, Nikki was 16 years old. At one point, got in a car with some friends. A new car. They went to the school for an event. On the way home, they were in a terrible automobile accident. It was not the fault of the driver that was driving Nikki. But in that accident, Nikki was severely injured, paralyzed from the neck down, severe brain trauma. So Nikki could not talk. Nikki could not move much at all. She could make noises. She loved strawberries. We could cut strawberries up and feed them to Nikki, and Nikki would squeal with delight with strawberries. I met Charlene probably 12 or 15 years into this marathon of caring for her daughter, day in, day out, month in, month out, year after year, holiday after holiday, every single day was the same. Caring for a daughter who was injured tragically in an automobile accident. Wondering, what if? What would she be like if? I saw her picture. Charlene had her picture up. Just thinking about the life that she could have had and didn't. I remember going to her home and praying with them. And I'm just a young man at this time. I don't know, early 30s, mid-30s. Okay, I'm at home with a beautiful wife and four kids that are great athletes. It's just awkward. And I want to be a good pastor. I want to care for this family. They made it easy. I prayed with them. I talked with them. We shared. Charlene came to church, brought Alyssa. She was a joy-filled person. She served, she gave, she sang. And one day during the greeting time, I came down, just like I would come down here to greet Joe. And I said, Charlene, I'm so glad that you are here with us. It moves me to see you worship. And she looked at me and she said, John, we have to worship and we have to give thanks, because if we don't, bitterness wins. If we don't, bitterness wins. I remember the night that I went home to my wife, to my kids, after praying with Nikki and giving her some strawberries and hugging my kids before we went to bed. And I went down to my wife and I said, I need you to forgive me, because I get angry sometimes, I get bitter sometimes, don't have the attitude that I should. And I remember just saying to my wife, we don't have any problems. I need to just be thankful to God for all of his gifts and his blessing. We pastored that church for many years, and Charlene was there every single week. And Alyssa grew up watching her grandmother, and her grandfather too, live their life and take care of Nikki every day. There's no way to bring her to church. There's no way to have a conversation with her. There's no way that Nikki would ever do anything for herself. And Alyssa watched this. She recently had a post of her grandmother, Charlene, on Facebook, and just said, this lady is my hero. My grandma, I love her so much. And I know for sure, I know for a fact that one of the main reasons Alyssa is a follower of Jesus is because she has watched her grandmother worship. And her grandmother's worship has transformed her heart. Alyssa has witnessed the healing power of a thankful heart. And without really even trying too hard, Charlene led her granddaughter to Jesus. Friends, the decisions we make today determine the stories we tell tomorrow. That's true for Charlene. The decisions she made day after day after day after day have determined the story that is told now of her granddaughter and now her great-grandchildren, who are in a good church. And yet Charlene and her husband continue still today, this morning. While you were getting ready, come here. One of them was maybe changing Nikki, washing Nikki, feeding Nikki. There are times where feeding tubes involved. Still, today, it's going on. 30 years, friends, 30 years. And what do we learn? We need to worship God and give thanks to God in every circumstance. If we don't, bitterness wins. Or pride wins. Maybe you don't relate to that story at all. Who could? Maybe it's pride that wins because, you know, we've got the job, we've got the house, we've got the health, we're scratch golfers, we're whatever. We're people of travel or leisure, or we're secure in our retirement, and we think, well, I did this. This is because of my work, my effort, my faithfulness, my loyalty. Pride can be just as dangerous as bitterness. What's the battle plan? Friends, Thanksgiving is the battle plan. That's a lesson I learned from Charlene, and I confess that I'm still not that great at it. But God encouraged me to keep fighting. Thanksgiving is the battle plan. In heaven, it's all praise. It's all worship. In hell, there is no praise. There is no worship. Here on earth, you must make a choice. Will we give thanks? I will, read it with me. Psalm 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. That's got to be a choice that we make here on earth. Give thanks is the battle plan. Why do we give thanks? Four reasons. We give thanks because we know the future. If you were to talk to Charlene about Nikki, she would look at you and say, John, I know the future. John, you're the preacher. You know the future. You know Hebrews 12:28, right? Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Listen to the certainty in this voice. And this was the hope of Charlene, that one day in heaven, she could run with Nikki, dance with Nikki, pick flowers with Nikki, painting with a twist with Nikki. Whatever Nikki wanted to do. One day, that is her hope. The confidence in her life was that we will one day, we are certain to receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Therefore, looking forward to the future, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And there have been many times, probably thousands of times, Charlene has talked to Nikki, read her this verse, verbalized to her the joy that she will know and have one day in doing things in heaven with Nikki when her body is perfected. Amen. When it is restored. Amen. This is her hope. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're an atheist, if you're an agnostic, what hope do you offer to Charlene? What words of comfort and encouragement do you offer to this woman? What do you say? Good luck? Tough luck? Sorry? It's a tough one. I feel sorry for you. Whatever. There are no words. Those are empty words. But God's words give her a hope and a future. And so, you're struggling with bitterness? I think it's a common ailment. You're struggling with pride? That's a common ailment. I'm not sure which is more prevalent. I would probably think bitterness. Something didn't go right for you. Here's the battle plan. Number one, we give thanks because we know the future. That's the foundation of this battle plan. Secondly, we give thanks because it is the gateway to joy. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why is it God's will? Why would God want Charlene think about it. Think about Charlene. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. Why? Why is this God's will for you in Christ Jesus? Because it is the pathway to joy. It is the pathway to healing. It is the pathway to abundant life. And Alyssa's countenance, Dustin's countenance, the joy and the fun that those little kids have because of Charlene's battle for joy is the story that is told because of the decisions that she has made about her attitude. We give thanks because we know the future. We give thanks because it is the gateway to joy. There is no other gateway, friend. The gateway to joy is not through your bank account. The gateway to joy is not through your doctor's good report about your health. The gateway to joy is not how many friends you have or any other earthly, worldly circumstance. The gateway to joy is through Jesus Christ. And so this is the fight. The fight is to be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks. Number three, we give thanks because it's the cure for worry. Now, I say this because Thanksgiving, I think, is what drives prayer in the Christian life. The prayers that I pray the most are prayers of thanksgiving. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. This is the healing power of the thankful heart. Number four, we give thanks because it transforms our attitude, and it gives life to kindness and consideration for others. That's what happened to Charlene. Because she did not embrace and indulge in bitterness, she was a wonderful person. She'd come to church. She always kind of sat right where Earl is or Steve, kind of right up front. And I'll tell you what, if people didn't know Charlene, if they didn't know Nikki, if they were visitors and didn't know anything about her, they would think that Charlene, 10 years ago had won the lottery and just was living the good life. She was that kind of person. I didn't say she didn't have bad days. I didn't say there were days that she wasn't mad. I didn't say that there weren't days when she just bawled all day thinking about what her daughter could have experienced if the accident had never occurred. I'm just saying that, generally speaking, day in, day out, her relationships with people indicated that she was a woman of joy, and her granddaughter is the greatest testament to that, I believe. And so what's the battle plan? The battle plan is that we give thanks because we know the future. We give thanks because it is the gateway to joy. We give thanks because it's the cure. It is the antidote. It is the remedy for worry. And we give thanks because it transforms our attitude. And we need to be transformed in our attitude. It wasn't Hank Williams who came up with that idea. Attitude adjustment. All right, I'm not back home. Okay. All right. I'll just move on. Okay. This is the power of the thankful heart. It can be the power of what renews your heart and your mind. It can be the power of what pours out upon you joy. It can be your cure for worry. It can be the reason that you're a delightful person. But there's an accompanying scripture that we need to focus on. Philippians 4, 4 to 9, where Paul says, listen, friends, one final thing. He says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. What is true? What is true? I know the future. I know that Jesus will return. And when he returns, he will bring his church with him back to the kingdom. All wrongs will be made right. All the bodies of the believers will be perfected. Every relationship will be healed. That's what's true and honorable and right. We are to be thinking what is pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And Paul says, keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. And then the God of peace will be with you. And you'll understand that, contentment in life is satisfaction in God's sufficient provision. And so today's life lesson is that thankfulness, similar to contentment, is a learned behavior, which over time makes a person beautiful, makes a person admirable. But this is a fight, friends. We're in a fight here. And it's something that we're called to engage in and press hard into. We should start every day with this thought. I will praise you, Lord, while I live. I will sing and make music in my heart to you. I will sing praises to you, God, as long as I live. May the words of my heart, my mouth, and the and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Thankfulness is an attitude, friends. An attitude is a choice one makes, a choice that does not have to be dependent upon circumstances. Charlene taught me that. My relationship with Charlene as her pastor, I saw firsthand that circumstances do not have to dictate whether or not I have a thankful heart. That is up to me. That is up to me. And that is up to you. And so then we come to learn this simple truth. It's not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy. And as A.W. Tozer, a great theologian, author and pastor, he simply said this, a thankful heart cannot be cynical. We're in a fight here, friends. We have to fight for our hearts. We have to fight for this joy that Jesus gives. Satan is not going to let Jesus just hand over joy without a fight. And what I've given you today, these verses, these are fighter verses. These are the weapons of our warfare. And I'll simply end this message by asking you a question. Are you ready to fight? Every day you need to be ready to fight. Fight for that joy which God freely gives and promises. I hope so. Charlene taught me that. Today, I can almost guarantee that she's going to feed Nikki some strawberries. And maybe she'll say once again, Nikki, someday you can pick strawberries yourself.